Eric Prosco, Extension Weed Specialist, University of Georgia.
Now, Eric, we are here tonight at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and we did the Yield Award winners for the state of Georgia and had some pretty major, I guess, a new milestone set here.
Yes, we did. This is the Georgia Peanut Achievement Club. It's been going on. Versions of the club have been going on since around 1950, and this was the first year ever that we had a grower go over 7,000 pounds, which is extremely unique. And if you look back over the last 2 years, we've had two great peanut years, so it would make sense that if we were going to see that happen, it was going to be in one of those 2 years. But over 7,000 pounds is an amazing accomplishment. I don't know how he can do it on that many acres.
Well, and when the club first started, it was called what?
It was the one-ton club, which is 2,000 pounds, and now we're over 7,000, and I can see these growers getting 8,000 at some point, especially with the new varieties that we'll potentially have in the future.
Yeah, when I talked to the winner, I said, do you think in your lifetime you're going to see 8,000? He says, maybe. Well, Eric, you're kind of the new guy here this year. And how does it feel to take over this?
I wouldn't say I'm taking over. I'm sort of filling in. I've actually been coming to this meeting for 15 years. But when Dr. Beasley retired, I needed to fill in tonight to be the MC. But we have a new agronomist coming on, Scott Mumford, from Clemson. And so he'll be here in just a few more days. And then ultimately he'll be doing some of these duties that the rest of the peanut team has taken over. And if I can give a plug for Scott Tubbs, from the University of Georgia, who's a research scientist. He's filled in nicely for John Beasley and since his retirement.
Well, what's really great about this is the sponsors that you have. And we had Syngenta first, then we added BASF, and now we've added Bayer.
Yeah. It's evolved over the years. At one time, it was just a one company sponsorship, and as economics have changed and it's been harder to do some things, that's kind of had to change so we could keep this meeting going. And so now we have three sponsors. Syngenta's been around for a long time, BASF a few years, and this is the first year for Bayer, and hopefully they'll continue their sponsorship, because we'd like to keep this, the University of Georgia would like to keep this program going for forever, I guess.
Well, it's great to recognize these growers for this kind of accomplishment.
It's fantastic. But, you know, the other nice thing about it is it gives us, as educators at the University of Georgia, an opportunity to really find out what the growers are doing. Are they adopting some of the technologies that we've been talking about? Or are they seeing some things that maybe we need to work on that we haven't thought about yet? So, and we get to know them. You can see we're all kind of laughing. Everybody knows each other like a family. And we get to kind of know them on a personal level. So when you go to their farm, it's not somebody they don't know, I don't know them, or they don't know me. So it's just a nice atmosphere to be in.
Well, and it really shows, and it shows their relationship with their county agents.
Oh, their county agents are certainly the key to our program. We still have one in every county. They're still looked at to be the source of unbiased research-based information. And then when we can help them out, that's what we're supposed to do from the specialist side. So it's nice to still be involved in something that's been around for 100 years that's still working.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.